this sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY Mornings on the number one hip music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Time for the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings, 585-252-9800. It's Moose, it's Breezy, and we're just
checking in
on those good vibes. Happy Friday today, guys, the 3rd of January. Happy two-year anniversary to you, Breezy.
Happy two-year anniversary to you, Moose, and to us as a beautiful, iconic, I would dare I say, the most important show in Rochester.
Yeah, I know you would say that. All right, let's get over.
I don't make the rules.
Let's get over to our friends, award-winning. You forgot.
Award-winning. Yes, award-winning.
If you want to cry.
Come to PXY. Oh my God, I have that award thing tonight. Oh, I'm not going.
You're not going.
Yeah.
You know why she's not going, you guys? Because it's not a guaranteed win. They told her, in order to find out if you win, you have to show up. And she's like, no, I need to know first. Typical. Tell the people what you're possibly up for.
Well, I mean, if you've heard in the past like couple weeks, it's insufferable. I'm up for best local media personality in Rochester. And I campaigned very hard for myself to win.
Right.
So if I don't win, we got some issues on our hands here.
I mean, you are up against.
The call is coming from inside the house.
You are up against Evan Dawson. So, fingers crossed.
I know.
Who we love, but you know, it's
I don't know that man.
What do you mean?
I don't know that man.
Come on, Evan.
Maybe you love him.
I love the guy. All right, let's get over to our friends this morning here on this Friday morning.
Yes, a lot of people are stoked that it's Friday, which can't blame them. Rebecca's here. She says, happy Friday and happy second anniversary to my friends. I love listening to you two in the morning. So happy you've been on for two whole years.
I honestly,
people think it's crazy that we're doing this. I don't care. I don't care. I couldn't care less. Tell the people who's the most upset. Who's not even going to show up to the party?
There's two people.
Oh, there's two?
Yeah. I mean, there's...
Everyone's so bitter.
Spizzano, and then there's Duffy, who left me this... who left us this voicemail.
Hey guys, what's going on? Duffy from the break room on CMF. Heard that you're celebrating your 2-year anniversary on the air on PXY. Celebrating 2-year anniversary, 24 whole months of doing a radio show. Did you get permission to celebrate 2 years on the air? Because I have frozen vegetables in my freezer that have been there longer than you guys have been on mic on 98PXY. But no, really, I'm happy for you guys. And I guess in a way, it's surprising based on some of the things that I've heard Breezy say and the ideas that Moose has had that you made it 2 years. So you should be very proud of yourselves. And hopefully, you can make it 36 months and have a 3-year anniversary show next year. Congratulations on 2 whole years, guys. And have a good rest of the day.
We will.
He's so bitter.
He's pissed.
He's so bitter. Whatever. They couldn't throw a party until Tommy hit like a 60th or something. I'm like, guys, we're going to start young.
Yeah.
I mean, we are the younger show. So
we're the redheaded stepchild.
We are. And you know why people are like, oh my God, because we have fun. We know how to do it. They don't know how to do it. So
who else you got on your end?
Who else is here? Katie's here. She says, good morning, Moose and Breeze. I'm very excited that it's Friday. It's been a long week. Yeah, Katie. Oh, 2 whole days.
Well, some people start, I don't know, depending on the job you have, there's a lot of people that still got to work on New Year's Eve and New mm-hmm. Year's Day, you know, nurses, law enforcement, what have you, but people are working.
Katie just texted back. Yeah, it's only been a 2-day work week for me. I get it. She said, I'm very excited for the first weekend of 2025. Probably just going to hang out with my boyfriend and my cat. I love that for
beautiful.
You.
Now that's how you start a new year off, right?
Mm-hmm.
Vibes are up on our end today. It's a party in the studio. A lot of our friends are coming in. My parents are coming in. It's payday. And I'm so glad that we came back yesterday just so we can ease into this. Because
right.
we had a full 2 weeks off.
Yeah.
And that's always really difficult to get back into the groove of things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know a lot of you guys feel the same way, but if you're just waking up, if you're tuning in, thanks for downloading that free Odyssey app. You can stream us live all day because we're giving away stuff from Salvatore's, Grappa,
Spa the Del Monte, Ja Rule tickets,
Ja Rule and Nelly tickets a couple of times this morning. Just popping off.
You get a ticket and you get a gift card and it's going to be great.
We're going to have a good time this morning.
What about your vibes? I mean, like, are you going to say anything nice about me or?
What?
What? You didn't hit vibes for yourself.
I did. I said it's Friday. It's payday. It's the weekend. I'm feeling good. My parents are coming in.
I mean, yeah, you say that every Friday, but this is the Friday. This is our Friday.
Yeah, it's nice.
Never mind.
What do you want me to take my pants off?
I'm scrapping what I was going to say about you.
Oh, you know.
We don't have time.
Oh, yeah. Breeze, it's been an absolute pleasure these last 24 months. Honestly, I was ready to quit on month two, but our boss talked me out of it. I was like, all right, I'll hang in there. And it's the most fun I've had with a job in a very, very, very long time. And some mornings are a headache, but a majority of the time, it's so much fun. And you have a lot to do with that, so I'm grateful.
Thank you so much. Yay! Well, my vibes are up because I can't believe you moved back from sunny Los Angeles to be here with me. It's miserable here. And that we have so much fun and that we make such a great team and people can truly hear that just transpire on the air. It's really, really awesome. The chemistry is second to none. It's unmatched, truly. So very excited, very happy to have you. Very happy that we're celebrating 2 years because you're right. I was also ready to quit on day two.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Right below me, which you guys can't see, is a mini fridge.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I go into commercial break, I'm popping this bad boy open and I'm cracking a couple of drinks
because
I'm getting drunk this morning.
Ah! No, I'm scared.
All right. Let's get into the big story of the day coming up next. 4 teenagers are in custody. Why? What do you think they did?
Oh, God.
I'm at a loss for words. What could they have possibly done? 4 teenagers in our city?
This doesn't seem like Rochester.
No. 2 stolen vehicles?
One of which was yours.
Yeah, tell me about it. I'll tell you the chase that the sheriff's deputies went on last night and then the night before. And you are not going to believe. Maybe you are at this point. I don't know if anything surprises anyone anymore with the stuff going on in the city. But the age of some of these kids is mind-blowing. We'll talk about that for the big story of the day. Coming up next on PXY.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Hosier on PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy, 4 teenagers, you guys, are in custody.
Oh, God.
4. After a chase across Monroe County on Thursday night. Sheriff's deputies say they were chasing 2 stolen cars, and it all started when deputies responded to Gleason Circle Apartments, that's in Pittsburgh, around 7:30 p.m., for calls about cars being broken into. What a shocker.
No one's safe.
Deputies say 2 stolen cars in the area took off before they could stop them, leading to a chase. And during the chase, one car crashed around Route 441 and then I-490 in Brighton. And deputies caught 3 suspects. The other car crashed around Kingsborough Road and Genesee Park Boulevard in the city, and deputies caught 1 more suspect. All 4 suspects, ages 16 to 18, are facing stolen vehicle charges. Now, this happened in the early mornings yesterday, but with someone completely different. The police chased 3 different suspects who had stolen 2 vehicles, 1 in East Rochester at a home. They got away. And then the vehicle was later spotted in Penfield. 3 suspects, believed to be juveniles, fled the vehicle on foot before 2 of them jumped into the second stolen vehicle involved in the incident. What happened to the 3rd suspect?
Oh, dear.
Well, he, being a 12-year-old boy, was arrested after he was found hiding behind a tree in the front yard of a home on South Landing Road, according to police. 12 years old. Hiding behind a tree like the scared little boy that he is.
Jeez Louise.
That boy was given an appearance ticket and then released from custody.
He's like, oh, this is jail?
Oh, yeah, right. Oh, okay, yeah.
I like it here.
Yeah, I'll see you in court.
Right.
Right.
See, that's like the biggest issue or like worry of mine personally is like if kids this young are starting to be involved in criminal behavior and the precedent is like, oh, well, like they'll just come say, hey, and then let me go. They're just going to keep committing crimes.
Well, of course. And like the call we had yesterday morning with our boy, Victor. I mean, the reason people are so upset is because nobody is holding the parents accountable anymore.
Right.
You want to hold this kid accountable? Yeah. Good luck with that.
Right.
It's the parents that needs to be charged.
Correct.
But let's not get into the laws and the rules of New York State just yet. I mean,
we're no politicians.
Absolute joke right now. All right, let's kick the new year off with some hot takes, shall we? 585-252-9800. Send us your messages and unpopular opinions for There I Said It. Anything goes for the next several minutes. We'll get to your messages coming up after the break on PXY.
98PXY is free and always...
They've made you laugh, cry, roll your eyes in disgust or disappointment. But mostly they've made you laugh, right? And they've done it for 2 years. It's PXY Morning's Moose and Breezy's second anniversary show. And we can't say thank you enough.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome.
No. Thank you. Thank you.
All right, let's spit some hot fire this morning. 585-252-9800 for There I Said It. Got something you need to get off your chest? So do we. Sup, guys? Who's this? Might be too early for this on your show, but sometimes I find pooping to be more pleasant than sex. There I said it. Have a great day, and thanks for 2 fun years.
Oh, wow.
On the show. Wow, that came in from Crystal.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Crystal.
Not Crystal. Oh, my gosh. This person says, I love listening to you two in the morning, and I would argue that you are the best radio show in Rochester. There, I said it. I mean.
I would disagree.
I certainly would not. Mine for today is this. I need to get it off my chest. I have been trying for the last, 3 years to figure out what crypto is. And what Bitcoins are, and why people are going to jail for creating coins, and how it even translates into real money. It blows my mind.
It's just a...
I think it all should be illegal. There, I said it.
It's a digital currency.
It makes no sense.
Well, I know. It's not for someone like you to be playing with, to be quite honest.
It's giving, like, Mario money. I don't know. It makes zero sense.
Yeah. I made some coin on crypto.
Like, you know when, like, Luigi's running and, like, jumps for the coins? Like, that's what it's giving. I don't get it. I don't understand. There, I said it. And I'm rattled about it, to say the very least.
Bitcoin is officially a what? 96,000 up.
Well, Haktua is going to jail now because she created a coin for herself.
Haktua is going to jail?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
She created a Haktua coin. Her team advised her to do so.
And they sold it
for how much? And then it plummeted. And a lot of people lost a lot of money. And Haktua was on TikTok Live. I was like, all right, guys, I'm going to bed. See ya. I'm like, oh,
no. That's not how it works.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Moose, my car also got broken into in Penfield the other night. You're not alone, brother. Laws need to start changing in the city. I hate the people who are in charge. There, I said it. Came in from Ben. I know, Ben. I totally get it. Mm-hmm. It's tough out there in these streets.
It is tough out there on these streets. It really is. Rebecca's here. And she says, anyone who tints their car windows is a douche. There, I said it. Do you feel personally attacked?
No, I feel a little triggered, sure, but that's fine.
On my second year anniversary show?
I feel a little triggered. Gary's here. Hi, guys. Do you think I can get hooked up with Ja Rule tickets this morning? My ex is a huge fan, and it would help me out huge if I can surprise her. Why are you surprising your ex, Gary?
Gary, sweetie.
It seems really just counterintuitive if you ask me.
This is not it.
You got to listen to Win, buddy. Well, don't you worry.
We'll tell you when
to be caller 8. Hello, PXY. Who's this?
This is Shauna.
Good morning.
What's up, Shauna?
Hi, Moose and Breezy.
What's up?
What's up, Queen?
You guys are like the absolute best. I wanted to call in quick and say, like, happy 2-year anniversary. Like, I take my 11-year-old daughter, Brooke, to school every day.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, she loves you guys. I mean, I love you guys, too, but...
Well, thank you. We love you.
We love you so much.
As you should. Okay? No, I'm just kidding. Well, you know, she's such a little diva, so, like, she shares some of your qualities, Breezy.
Period. I know her all too well.
Snap a circle. You guys make us laugh so much, you know, and I also have, like, OCD, like Moose, you know? Mm-hmm. So we have a lot in common, Moose.
Yeah, you know? Sounds like it. You also get down on all fours and clean the baseboards every Saturday morning?
And you're trying to get a spot that... literally doesn't exist.
Exactly. Okay. I am a baseboarder. I am. All right.
I love it.
It's a tradition. And I mean, I'm just saying, I'm also a single mom. So if you were ever interested, Moose, in becoming, you know, like a stepdad, reach out, you know?
Clean up on aisle 7.
Not this nice call of you wishing us a happy anniversary turning into a side version of OK Cupid. What's happening here?
A little 10-second plug.
Right.
Okay. You sound like a hot single mom, Shauna.
Well, I would say so.
And you know what they say. Every little girl needs a father.
He's like, text me after the show. Thank you.
Well, no, okay, I was just kidding. I mean, she had a dad, but, I mean, he's a deadbeat, and we don't want to talk about that on live
This is taking a really weird turn. Yes, of course, Shauna.
I mean, all kidding aside, though, you guys have made me laugh on some of my worst days. And Breezy, I love you. I just absolutely adore you. Girl power all day long, okay?
Thanks, Shauna.
You're the best, Shauna. Thanks for the nice the nice words.
Right. So y'all just keep doing what you guys are doing. And thank you for keeping the entertainment up each morning. My daughter and I, we love you.
Yeah. Oh, we love you
adore y'all.
And your daughter.
What did you say your daughter's name is?
Brooke.
Brooke, tell her hello.
She's 11 years old, but she's an avid fan.
Yeah, tell her hello for us. Thank you so much for the call this morning.
Brookie.
All right. Happy anniversary again, guys.
Thanks, Shauna.
Well, Moose, you know, make sure you give me a call, all right?
Okay.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to get right on that.
Sure.
Thanks, Shauna. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Okay, what a sweetie. All right, let's go over to...
Just fighting them off left and right.
Big Ed! What's up, guys? It's Big Ed. I didn't know you guys were having a party this morning. I would have stopped in.
Oh!
Here's one for you guys that you might love. Hey, Breezy. Here we go. I used to hate facial hair, but then it grew on me.
He's literally used that one like 7 times, so.
Have a good day, guys. No, Big Ed, thanks for the message, buddy. Hopefully your wife isn't making you still sleep on the couch.
So tough. 98 PXY.